Live and local, this is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges, 620-340-7732.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. At MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Bluestem.
KVOA News Time is 7:23. Newsmaker time here. Brad and Susan Cochinet, the owners of Guffler Mansion, joining us here in studio. Susan, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Chuck.
Good. Well, glad to have you in here. Brad, how are you this morning?
Good. Happy to be here, Chuck.
Good. Well, let's talk a little bit about, before we discuss how you guys came to own the Guffler Mansion in North Central Emporia, let's talk a little bit about yourselves. What either has you in Emporia, what brought you to Emporia? Brad, I guess we'll start with you.
I was born and raised here and went to high school through 4 years at Emporia State. I got out of town as quick as I could because, of course, Emporia wasn't
cool enough.
Yeah. Typical young man with an attitude.
Yep.
And spent 20 years in Kansas City and 20 years in Colorado in various employment places. My mom developed Alzheimer's here in Emporia. She lived in the same house for 65 years.
Oh, wow.
And I came back with Susan to help take care of her, retired, and we bought the Guffler Mansion as something to do and a place for mom to live. She lived in the carriage house behind the mansion. So that's a short version of beginning to where we are today.
So, Susan, a little bit about your background, your history.
Well, I grew up in a small town in Texas, met Brad in Colorado, and when we talked about coming to Kansas to care for his mom, he originally mentioned some towns throughout Kansas, and I said, "What's wrong with Emporia?" And he said, "I grew up there," and I left it. And came to visit for the first time and fell in love with the community. So here we are.
So here you are. So the Guffler Mansion, how did it come to be that you staked ownership, Brad? What happened?
Kicking and screaming. Actually, a high school buddy of mine, David Krumi, told me that the house had been for sale for a number of years and that we should go look at it. Susan had seen it online, as listed on the online service. But I remembered it as the old teak house, and I couldn't imagine anything that was in that shape in the 70s could be a house they would ever want to own today. But they persuaded me to look at it. We did, fell in love with it immediately, made the mistake of driving 10 hours together thinking of ideas on how to use it, and we were done then.
Susan, what was it that made you fall in love with the house and the property?
I have throughout my childhood loved historic homes, antiques, and the thought of the family that had lived there and the love that had established the home really drew me to it. And I'd had a childhood dream that I'd packed away and forgotten long ago of operating a bed and breakfast. And so when Brad initiated the idea, I jumped right on it.
Brad, you mentioned the teak house. Let's talk a bit about the history. And folks, if you want the total rundown history, Brad would be glad to give it to you, and he
most
can
certainly
give it to you in detail. It's quite a tour if you go to the Guffler and have Brad and Susan take you through that beautiful facility. But you mentioned the teak house. A little bit about the history of the Guffler Mansion, Brad.
Yeah, and I noted on your suggestion for this morning you said brief, so you must have heard of me. I'm willing to talk far beyond people's willingness to listen. But I did a lot of history study to try to understand how a guy was able to build a house that big and be successful in Emporia without being some nefarious character that was not deserving of our love and attention. Found the exact opposite. He was a very steady businessman that contributed by helping build the Broadview, helping with the country club. He chaired the Crippled Children's Foundation. He had all sorts of good deeds from him. He also had seven children and built the house in 1917 to raise his family. And he did. And then when he was done in the mid-40s, his business was done. He was a wholesale grocer, and that business model disappeared when supermarkets came in and took away the middleman, which is what he was. He then proceeded to live with his family the rest of his life. The Teaks bought the house from Mr. Guffler. They were there about 30 years until post-Vietnam, when deferments went away and college wasn't cool anymore. And their enrollment fell such that, well, C of E closed, and fraternities had a great deal of difficulty. They were foreclosed upon, and then a succession of private owners have owned it now for the last 45 years, with the most recent was James and Miss Billy Roach. And we bought it from them.
Talk about what had you fall in love with the house. Because Susan gave her thoughts. You said already that this was not your original plan, but obviously something clicked. Do you remember when it was that clicked and what it was that kind of clicked into place for you?
Well, that would take a little bit of thought to identify the shift, but I became very enamored with the history of Emporia, which I couldn't have given you 2 cents for that when I lived here before. I thought I knew where the Flint Hills were, but didn't care. And so when I started studying William Allen White to determine whether Mr. Guffler was really credible, I found a whole deep archive of history that made Emporia something other than what I ever thought it was. So the mansion just fit as a piece in that history. And then as we discovered things that needed fixing, Susan and I had to decide philosophically that we were going to keep this house alive. And as long as we were going to run it, we were going to feed it. And the goal was to get it to pay for itself so it could have the repairs and attention it needed. And we've reached that point, so we feel very good about the fact that we're perpetuating the life of an old house. That has gotten me interested in other old houses in the community. There'll probably be other opportunities to perhaps figure out an economic way for an old house that's a treasure to pay for itself so it doesn't become a taxpayer's burden or an individual's choice whether they keep it alive or let it run down.
And we're very pleased to be joined by Brad and Susan Cochenet on our Primetime Newsmaker. And, you know, we love to have the Cochenets in here to talk about the Guffler Mansion. But how this came to be was that Brad and Susan won 15 minutes of fame on our National Teachers Hall of Fame radio auction last November. And how fitting this is National Teachers Hall of Fame induction week here. So the timing is perfect, and we're glad to have you here. And I know you're big supporters of many community activities, including the National Teachers Hall of Fame. We'll get to that in just a second. But let's talk about the mansion as it exists and looks right now, Susan. Give us a rundown of the rooms, because it's fascinating and beautiful to walk into that mansion and see exactly what is there and offered to people who come in.
Yeah, so the mansion has four different levels, and within that are 12 bedrooms and 22 beds. We have three kitchens, three living areas, two sunrooms, a library, and a great opportunity for families to gather together and find intimate spaces to just sit and visit and enjoy time together. We also have the carriage house where Brad's mom lived initially, and it offers two bedrooms and a studio apartment downstairs. So we have a number of spaces to fit a variety of needs for overnight guests. And then the banquet room and sunroom and outdoor courtyard have been a great space for community events.
Seen a lot of weddings in that spot.
Activities galore. You do have different themes for your rooms, too, don't you?
We do. Almost each of our rooms is themed by country, so you can take a little trip around the world right here in Emporia.
So tell us about the themes. Brad, you want to?
Oh, certainly. So the bridal suite, the owner's, was the owner's suite, is our French room. And Then we have the Italian room and Spanish room, Dutch room. And the original intent was to get replica art of that country's note. So, you know, the idea of a Monet or a Rembrandt, that kind of thing. Well, we drifted away from that because the buying of art for the rooms became somewhat eclectic. So we have those rooms. We have a German room because I have some German heritage, and so we have pictures from my past. We have the English linen room, the safari room, which is fun and came from gifts from an individual. We have the Uganda room. Gary Wyatt up at the college goes to Uganda every year, and he brought us back some items, and we developed the Uganda room and the Thai bunk bed room. And then the Chinese room. We have a number of Chinese pieces in that area of the house.
And it's fascinating. It really is.
And then the American bedroom.
Oh, yes. I left off the one that allows for the most notoriety, the room that Herbert Hoover slept in 1927, the American room.
Ah.
Fascinating.
Well, Chuck alluded to this, you know, activities. You see a lot of stuff going on now if you drive by on 12th.
Yep.
At the Guffler Mansion, bed and breakfast, but it looks like, Brad, you have a lot of other activities now happening around surrounding the Guffler there.
Yes, all plans that we didn't do when we bought it that let us go any direction that we wanted when it started happening. And the first year we didn't have hardly any weddings or events because people didn't know we were open and there. That's now grown to we have a wedding virtually every weekend. We have two this weekend. And it's a space that suits the time where people are doing more boutique-style weddings and, you know, a 50, 60, 70 kind of a number rather than several hundred. And we rent the mansion and allow them to have their wedding, their family reunion, birthday parties, celebrations is free because once you rent the mansion, you have all those spaces. So we feel like it's an economical opportunity for people to get their families together.
Before we shift into, you know, the community involvement that you've been part of and talking about, you know, supporting the National Teachers Hall of Fame, I wanted to ask how busy you've been here for some of Emporia's largest events, you know, like with Unbound Gravel here just a couple of weeks ago, Dynamic Discs Open, and some of the other really big activities that come in. How busy is the Guffler at this point in time?
It's very busy, but that's got a funny story. As we're driving from Colorado back to Kansas, I said, they do a couple things there that might impact us. I don't know. They have this disc golf thing. I can't imagine that's going anywhere. And who the heck is going to ride 200 miles in the Flint Hills in the summer in Kansas twice? I mean, they may come once, but we're not building our business around either of those. And, oh, my gosh, have we been wrong about both? It's unbelievable how many people we have to turn away that try to get into the mansion for that time. And the joy that we've had about having people from all over the world come and quality people that are interested in their sport, their activity, but also are kind, have just flooded us. It's just been really gratifying to have that. You can't build a business on 2 weeks, but you certainly can get a lot of adrenaline, I guess, for the rest of the year.
Well, and there's good word of mouth, obviously, to come from these people that are coming from all over,
mm-hmm. yep.
you know, to stay
the
in
world
the mansion
now.
As
yep.
well. It is a bed and breakfast. Susan, talk about the culinary aspect of what goes on at the Guffler. How does that all work?
We've had so much fun feeding people at the Guffler Mansion. People have asked, what's it like to operate a bed and breakfast? And I always say that it's a lot like being a stay-at-home mom. People come in, you feed them, you clean up after them, you love them, and then they leave. And that's been a real joy for us. We started out where I did all of the cooking, and we've shifted to having a chef on staff who comes in to help, who's there to cater events. And then we also have really enjoyed partnerships within the communities. A lot of our events, our clients will hire restaurants or caterers in the community who bring food in, which we really enjoy getting to know and partner with some of our local businesses.
And let's talk about the support in the community, Teachers Hall of Fame. Susan, let's talk about kind of how you guys got involved with the Teachers Hall of Fame, specifically with this being induction week and some of the other different community activities that you're involved with.
So I grew up the daughter of a father who was a career teacher, and Brad's mom was a 30-year teacher here in Emporia. So we both have a love and appreciation for education, and supporting the National Teachers Hall of Fame has been important to us in that manner.
Now, I had a great aunt that taught for 50 years in a one-room school in western Kansas. So education has been a part of the family professionals' roles for a long time in our family. And one of the reasons we did this, it wasn't so much that I felt like we needed 15 minutes of fame, but Mom passed away last October, and I had some money left over after everything was taken care of. And I thought, well, I'll just buy a bunch of stuff. So I got a really cool toothbrush and 15 minutes of fame.
Wow.
And yeah. We have also been guests of Jane Riebel at the Friday night event. Okay. Jane used to take Ruth Bloxham and my mom every year to the Friday night dinner. And now that they're both gone, she takes Susan and I, and we are very touched by one of the most emotional and powerful events that we've ever attended in Emporia.
Well, not only the Hall of Fame, but yeah. Susan, I know you're busy in supporting a lot of local activities. Obviously, it's important for you to be involved and support the community.
It is. I feel like I grew up, again, my dad was a government teacher, and so being civic-minded and community-oriented was really important for me. And my first, initiation into community service in Emporia was through CASA as a court-appointed special advocate. And that is a huge privilege. What a great responsibility that has been. I've been able to serve on the Chamber Commerce Board. And most recently, a few years ago, went back to school to work on a degree at Emporia State, and last month began an internship with Crosswinds as a clinical psychology graduate student. And we have the privilege of hosting a dinner for Crosswinds on Monday night at the Mansion, wherein community members can come and learn about mental health in the community, the Community Mental Health Center, and how they may be able to help support Crosswinds' capital campaign.
Outstanding. When is that going to be?
That's Monday evening at 5:30 at the Guffler Mansion. And anyone who's interested in attending may contact Lucas Moody at Crosswinds.
Sounds good. Okay.
Well, it's been great to have you here. And if people would like more information on the Guffler Mansion or would like a full tour and a Brad Cochenet history lesson on the Guffler, how can they do that, Brad?
It's 620-983-6621. And I literally give a tour when anybody walks through the door. It doesn't have to be scheduled. It doesn't cost. And depending on people's interest, sometimes we get in the car and I drive around to show them old houses. I mean, Emporia has some treasures here that I would really like to get other people interested in figuring out ways to make old homes work. For economic reasons, we need housing. There's other functions in the community. Right today, we have a Carnegie Library downtown that the city is looking for occupiers, and I have this secret desire that the National Teachers Hall of Fame could move into that building. So. Mm-hmm. It's a secret, though, so don't tell anyone.
Have you broached this with Carol and Ken by chance? Or
No, not yet. It's still Brad's secret.
Well, Brad, Susan, thanks so much for spending some time with us here today, giving us more information about the Guffler Mansion and really, you know, your involvement here in the community. And best of luck here for you guys in the Guffler Mansion moving forward.
Well, thank you, Chuck.
Thanks for having us.
Brad and Susan Cochenet, again, our guests on the Newsmakers segment here. It is 7:42 on KVUE and KVUE.com.
All right, thank you. Our Newsmakers segment brought to you this morning by MRSK Buildings. They construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 620-340-7732. MRSK Buildings at 7:40.
Join the world's number one tire brand, Michelin, is high.